Good morning. A warm front continues to press through interior New York and New England, and temperatures are climbing through the 50s and toward the 60-degree mark on the heels of an increasing and gusty southerly wind, which at times could gust over 20 to 30 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. Scattered showers have been common overnight. But we will see a line of showers and thunderstorms, which is currently moving through central New York, approach the region as we head through the early to mid-morning hours. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, with gusty winds and brief heavy downpours through about lunchtime. Temperatures will continue to climb with that gusty wind into the middle and upper 60s for highs during the day. As we get deeper into the afternoon, behind this line of showers and storms, scattered showers are still possible as a cold front slides through the region. On the backside of this front, temperatures will begin to cool later today and especially tonight, back down through the 60s and 50s and into the middle and upper 40s for overnight lows. Another wave of low pressure will work its way from about Washington, D.C., through Hartford, on its way through central and northern New England late tonight and early tomorrow morning. This will introduce another round of rain, some of it steady and heavy, during the nighttime hours tonight. The wave of low pressure will clear the region by midday tomorrow, and the rain will come to an end from west to east during the morning in New York State and during the afternoon in New England. Some of the rainfall totals could be on the heavier side, producing localized flash flooding through the very early stages of the weekend. Otherwise, behind this system, it'll turn windy and cooler on Saturday, with temperatures starting out around 50 degrees, then dropping for the second half of the day. As this system pivots through, high pressure will then move in, finally drying us out. With mostly sunny skies on Sunday, highs will bounce back into the lower 50s once again. Our weather will stay dry through the early stages of the day on Monday, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and the chance of rain before sunset, and temperatures holding in the lower to mid 50s for highs. In fact, it'll only get milder Tuesday and Wednesday, with readings bouncing into the 60s, although we'll introduce another chance of rain in the forecast into the middle of next week as the next system moves in. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the northeast to the Gulf Coast will continue to produce active weather in the eastern part of the country heading into the weekend. An ongoing threat for severe weather will persist on Friday as the Storm Prediction Center has outlined a portion of northern Florida into the mid-Atlantic region and here in the northeast with a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms, including strong wind gusts and heavy downpours. Meanwhile, as one low pressure tracks through the Ohio Valley and departs through the northeast, a second area of low pressure is forecast to develop along the front in North Carolina and Virginia later today and intensify through Saturday morning while tracking toward New England. This secondary low will be tied to a renewed round of heavy rain, embedded thunderstorms, and possible flooding, along with increasing winds. 1 to 3 inches of rain can be expected from near Washington, D.C., across southeastern New York and northern New England, with the highest totals more likely near Maine, where the front will be slow to clear through. Given the expected rainfall, flooding concerns are increased along the I-95 corridor. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 37 degrees, with a southwest wind at 38, gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53. 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.63 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms, mid-60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 54, that's 10 degrees above normal. 27 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 35.92 inches for the year, which is 2.68 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 35. The record high 82 set in 1950, and the record low 19 in 2002 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning at 7:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m. 10 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers likely, mostly in the morning today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Rain moving back in tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Rain tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely mostly in the morning today with highs in the lower 60s. Rain moving back in tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Rain tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, mostly in the morning with highs in the upper 60s. Rain moving back in tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning rain, especially in New England, turning to scattered showers during the day, becoming windy and turning cooler with temperatures dropping back through the 50s into the 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 50s Sunday. Increasing clouds with a chance of late-day rain Monday, lower to mid-50s. A chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 60s, and back into the 50s on Thursday. Have a great weekend, and a friendly reminder to turn the clocks back 1 hour on Saturday night. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.